Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open moderately lower today, pressured by follow-through selling and bearish cash psychology. On the other hand, expect hogs issues to begin moderately higher, supported by residual buying interest and the premium status of the cash index. Now, spot August live cattle futures expire in just a couple of days, but even at this date, show little interest in converging with the feedlot cash trade. Indeed, as the week starts, the nearby board continues to direct cash expectations lower. While futures could take a big swing one way or the other today, the cash arena will no doubt be typically quiet as packers and feedlot managers focus exclusively on the distribution of new show lists. The cash hog trade should open with bids steady to a dollar lower today. Some are anticipating a cash recovery starting after Labor Day and extending through the first several of weeks of September. Such talk, it will be interesting to see if participants or receipts tighten over the next few days. Lean futures seem staged to open moderately higher, supported by residual buying interest and cash market premiums. Now, crop markets had a rough week over on the grains, with wheat ending Friday at a 10-year low and corn and soybeans at two-week lows. Early on Friday, Fed Chairman Janet Yellen said the economy is doing well and a rate hike would be needed, but she left it to the markets to speculate when an increase would occur. The dollar wobbled after that speech, trading lower at times, but eventually got some legs, and when the crops closed, it was at a two-week high. Equities rose and then fell. Gold was higher, but well down from the day's high. Now, wheat markets faced bearish news this week that included corn and soybeans trending lower, and black seed producers in Canada reporting bigger crops. Contract lows were set in the three wheat markets. The corn futures closed at a two-week low, with December now bumping against oversold levels on technical charts, and November soybeans dropped about 3.7% for the week, its largest percentage drop in 3 weeks, following a slowdown in export business and favorable weather for the Midwest. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Livestock futures at the close on Friday. Live cattle October down 217 at 106.35. December down 185 at 108.10. September feeder cattle down 187 at 139.92. And October was down 215 at 135.95. October hogs up 262 at 61.32. And December was up 215 at 56.62. Hard red winter wheat. Kansas City at the close. September down 2.25, 387.5. And the hard red winter wheat December down 2.25 at 414.5. Chicago wheat, September down 17.75, 383.5. December down 2.25 at 405.25. September corn unchanged, 216.25. And December unchanged, 325. September soybeans down 2.5 at 988.25. And November down 3.75 at 963.5. October cotton is down 40 at 67.31. December down 32, 67.71. And on the crude oil, October down 60, 47.04. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.